Music. My heart station is best. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Music. My heart station is best. What is a heart station? You know, you go down to the hospital, and they plug you into all sorts of gadgets, and when your monitor is going along beautifully, and it reads a lovely beat, and your heart is beating properly, and your lungs are beating, breathing properly, and everything's going along smoothly, that's music. Oh, that's the music of that you just can't beat. Now, when people have a heart that is not beating harmoniously, then that's not very good on the machines, not very good for mankind, and that oftentimes leads to a great deal of trouble. I was talking with a young lady this morning, and she is experiencing some problems, and I told her, you know, you have permission to have your choice of wholeness or illness, you know, and I've got wholeness in my right hand, and I have illness in my left hand. Or do I have wholeness in my left hand and illness in my right hand? I forget which. But which hand do you want? You know. And she says, well, I'm not just going to take it like that. And I said, that's smart. But which hand do you want? She says, I don't know. I want the wholeness hand. I said, well, which hand do you want? She says, I have permission to open your hands if I wish. I have permission to open your hands if I wish. And I'm going to look in your hand and see which one is which, and I'm going to take the one I want. Well, which is the one you want? I want wholeness. Okay, now open my hands. I have nothing against you from opening my hands. I was playing a little game, a little secret with you, but you are too smart for me. And you decided that you were going to open my hands, and you were going to look and see what the secret is. And lo and behold, in my right hand was wholeness, in my left hand was illness, and you said, close your left hand again, put away the illness, I don't want any part of it, I only want wholeness. And so you reached into my hand, and you took out the wholeness. Now, you took that wholeness just as though you knew what you were doing. But up to this moment, you had been experiencing not wholeness. You've been experiencing some illness. But now you took the wholeness, and you said, okay, now I'm whole and perfect. And I said, great. She said, but my body doesn't look like it yet. I said, hey, give your body time to catch up with your mind. Give your body time to catch up with your mind. Get your mind going in the right direction, and your body will follow right along. You watch and see. Your body will follow right along. You watch and see. The body will get right in step and march right along with whatever drum beat that the heart, the mind gives it. Now, if the mind tells the body that I'm home perfect, 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 you know, just beep, 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 or maybe, I am whole and perfect, am I? I am whole and perfect, am I? I am whole and perfect, I am whole and perfect, I am whole and perfect. Oh, Herb, that sounds terrible. Well, no, who cares? I am singing to myself. And so maybe I'm home perfect. I like me, I like me, I like me. I'm home perfect. I'm home perfect. I like, and you see, your body says, what is this nonsense? I'm home perfect. You know, I've been experiencing illness. And then your mind says, I have no place in my mind for illness. I have only a place in my mind for wholeness. So I turn on the music in my mind to wholeness. I listen only to the wholeness beat. I keep that other hand closed tight. I open up only the hand to wholeness. So, now, I sing to myself, I'm wholeness. I listen. And lullaby and good night. I am whole, whole and perfect. I am whole, whole and perfect. I am whole, whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect now. I am whole, whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect now. People will listen to you and they'll say, what a crone. What a silly thing. Whoever said they could sing? Well, you know, try it sometime. Try it sometime in a group of people, and maybe you're with some of your colleagues in the hospital, and you say, I am whole and perfect, I am whole and perfect, I am whole and perfect, I am whole and perfect. And they'll all look at you and they'll say, well, what are you doing here? Well, I'm giving my body time to catch up with my mind. So, you want to join me? Come on, let's have a rumble line. I am whole and perfect, I am whole and perfect, I am whole and perfect, I am whole and perfect. And get that music going. Get that music from inside your heart, inside your being, inside your life. Let your body catch up with whatever your mind is doing. But first, you got to get your mind in the right direction. You got to get your mind saying the right things. You got to get your mind important on the right direction. Now, what's the direction for you? Is the direction for you to feel sorry for yourself? Direction for you to feel sick? Direction for you to feel poor? Poor? No money? Ha! What a silly, silly thing. That's our telephone ringing. My goodness sakes. Really silly, silly thing. Now, who in the world would ever think a thought like that? Well, the people who think thoughts like that are the people who do not have their heart in sync with their body. Now, to get our heart in sync with our body, get our mind in sync with our body, we have to say, do we want to be in sync with our body? Do we want to be in sync with our body? Where do you want to be in sync with? Do you want to be in sync with the outer or the inner? You want to be in sync with harmony, or you want to be in sync with disharmony, inharmony? It's up to you. It's a choice you have to make, and it's a decision that you have to follow. Now, are you ready to follow that? Are you ready to follow that choice? Are you ready to listen to the station in your heart, the music station in your heart, you know? I know I listen to a lot of music stations, and I turn them off, because they're not my beat. They're not the one I want. Isn't that interesting? I hear all this music, and it's not my thing, so I turn it off. And when I turn it off, I stop listening to it. They may hear it for a second or so longer. But then, you say, my gosh, what happened there, you know? Well, we listen to that stuff. Well, why not listen to our own station, the station in our heart that says, I am whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. That's a nice little beat, you know. I am whole and perfect. Anyone can do that. I like me, I like me. 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 When you like yourself, your body says, all right, I'll get on that bandwagon and I'll get along with that too. You know? You try that. If you ever have a sickness, you start telling your body, hey, you got the message wrong down there. You're whole and perfect. And if there's any problems in your life, lack or limitation, you say, hey, we're singing the wrong song there. Let's get the right music going. I am independently wealthy. I am independently healthy. Hey, that's interesting too, isn't it? I'm independently healthy. I'm independently healthy. It doesn't depend on anything for me to be healthy except my thoughts. It doesn't depend on anything for me to be wealthy except my thoughts. You see, music, my heart station, is the best. Now, what station has your heart tuned into? Has your heart tuned into the outer, the world about you, your body? Better be careful, because it better be good. And if your heart's tuned into your inner station, you better be careful. I was thinking about a family, a very nice family I've enjoyed very much, the Arnoldi family over in Switzerland. And I've been so proud of them over the years, because the father and mother take time to work with the children on their homework, to work with the children on all their projects, and all the children are rather exceptional. Well, one day, one of the boys, I've told you the story, one of the boys was cheating. He was going to take his girlfriend's book review or book report or something like that and turn it in as his own. In fact, he was copying it for his own. And his father came along and said, you know, what is this you're doing here? And he told him just as though he's proud of it, you know. I'm copying my girlfriend's book report because I didn't get mine done. And his father said, that makes you happy? And he said, sure, you know, I got it done. Don't have to worry about it. His father said, well, is it yours? Yeah, she gave it to me. Well, is it your piece of intellectual property? As his father, who is a computer whiz, would say. And he says, yeah, now. You know, and he said, well, do you believe like she does? And you know, what it was downing women. The article was supposed to put women down, to say how bad women were. And I thought that was a very poor thing to do in the first place. But anyhow, his teacher wanted him to do that. And so I thought to myself, here this boy is a super genius in everything. He can do anything. No matter what you put before him, he does it, and everybody follows him. He is a natural-born leader and all that good stuff. Where did he get that little illness in his mind that made him think it was okay to copy somebody else's work and put his name on it, you know? Now, where did that come from? Maybe his buddies, you know? Maybe he watched it on some television show. Maybe, you know, where did we... We don't have to keep that illness. We don't have to keep that negativity. Well, I was there too. And I watched him and I said, you know, you're a very brilliant boy. You can come up with a lot more interesting ideas than somebody else has come up with, especially after you've read all their ideas. Now you can come up with your own that are even more exciting. And I never did hear whether he wrote it himself or not, but I am sure that he gave it a second thought. But you see, we don't know where those illness thoughts come from. They may come from our buddies. They may come from the world around us. They may come from doctors who say, if you don't do this, that's going to happen, you know. And if you don't do that, this is going to happen. And so, where does that wrong station come from? We've got to tune in to the right station. Now, that boy today who copied his girlfriend's thesis for a moment, maybe he didn't turn it in. I would like to think he didn't. He now is teaching soccer. He now is an assistant soccer coach. And he expects the boys to follow the rules of the game, and he expects them to do it perfectly, and he shows them by his own way how they do it. You see, he's well trained in that. His father got to him in those areas and taught him beautifully. And so he trains and teaches his team, his soccer team, to do it perfectly. And if any of them come up with the idea that they don't have to do this or they don't have to do that or they can get away with this or they should jab somebody here, you know, to you know, win a point, and we don't win points that way. We play the game by the rules, and we win by the rules because we know what we're doing. We're number one, and they are. Now, you see, you got to listen to that music in your mind, that music in your mind, in your heart, in your soul. And when you do, that music better be the rhythm that's going to lead you someplace you want to go. And if you sing to that music, I like me, I'm whole and perfect, all the beautiful things, you got it made. Music, my heart station is best. When are we going to start listening to our heart station 100% of the time and forget whatever we hear on the outer and listen only to what's on the inner? Because you want no secret? God lives in our heart. So tune in and hear the best. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.